Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I'm exhausted.
Exhausted.
Yeah, but that's part of the radio. I mean, you know.
That's so, the radio business.
Yeah, until I can get it all straightened out, you know.
Mm.
That's about it. What were we talking about?
I forgot. Oh, we was talking about Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, Memphis, Tennessee.
Queen Son,
yeah, Queen Son place. He said he liked that place.
Queen Son, like he's walking to Brenny Green.
Yeah, right.
One of my favorite places of never.
He said Bill Street was walking zombies.
It was that bad, huh?
Man, listen. Terrible.
Tell me about it. Tell
if
me
I
about
got
it.
Somebody pregnant out there, I wouldn't even know what to do. I wouldn't. It just would be a nightmare.
Well,
Bill Street. You said you
tell me,
like
tell
that.
Me, tell me what? Okay, when you first got up there, you were in a hotel, right?
No, I stayed over at my boy's house.
On your boy's house.
It was how many of us went? It was probably like 8-9 people total. So you have to pay to get on Bill Street. So before you know, people are at the ATM trying to get their change or whatnot. We just standing looking around. I'm looking. I'm like, Where's somebody bad at?
Look at that girl, huh?
Man, I didn't see nothing. It was all bad. Everything, tight suits, just funny colors. The weaves was trash, and I don't even like weaves. And it was just like, man, this is making it horrible.
Did you see the dudes with the pink and orange suits?
I didn't see none of them Steve Harvey joints, them long
joints. The back in the day joints.
Yeah, you didn't see none of them guys?
I didn't see none of them 12-button suits.
12-button suits and that.
But you seen the sister with the... The now later
man,
colored hair.
You seen the dark skin with the blonde hair?
I seen that. I seen a lot of dresses, tight dresses with Jordans with thick socks on. The girls had thick socks with Jordans on with dresses. Like, they ready to scrap. They ready to get something jumped off.
Oh,
they
really?
Yeah. I was like, man, what is going on?
Ready to rub the Vaseline on the face.
Man, yeah. She down.
Yeah. I want to be down.
Yeah. I know one thing, if you did see a beautiful woman out there, she'd probably like, take me back with you.
Ready to go.
Like,
can I go to Oklahoma with
man,
you?
Hey, listen, ready to go.
Man.
I walked in. So the spot we were in was like very diverse. So there were a lot of Caucasians and African Americans in
together,
there.
Together, mixed up, huh?
Yeah, and so one side was live music, the other side was DJ.
Yeah.
You know, they playing Top 40 and some old stuff. So we went out of there. Well, we left people in there. They was doing their thing. We went down, you know, was walking down the street, went into one little spot, and I wasn't in there for literally 5 minutes. Seen a dude with some dreads, decided his head was shaved when he had these designs in it, so he in there dancing. And the next thing I know, some chick on the floor, he in between her legs. I said, it's time to go. This ain't the spot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was like, this ain't it right
filthy
there.
Filthy McNasty.
Hey, on the floor. Yacking.
Oh,
I'm like, all right, man. I done wasted $5 or $10 to come in this place, and it's already dry. I said, never again.
Oh, my goodness. And Bobby, you said when you went to Memphis, it's totally different.
Well, I went away. It's been... kind of back.
Yeah.
Back in the day when it was popping.
Well, yeah.
Now, I don't know what it's like now.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
And see, I love... You know, people joke with me. I joke with people, but I love the country. But it's just certain parts of it that, like, it's certain parts of Texas that... Ugh.
When you say country, you mean just the woods and...
Well, I mean just that country living. Now, you go out there and your dad and your granddad out there with the tea on the porch.
Yeah.
That tea is nasty.
That is the bomb.
I hate that tea. That tea is gross.
That real tea.
Where they pull the green the onions out the ground and put it in your egg.
Yeah.
That type of country.
That's
I love.
Good eating right
yeah,
there,
see,
though.
See,
now,
so,
I've been to some country, so I understand. That real onion.
Yeah. And see,
yeah, right.
Like
exactly.
I
real eggs out of from
the brown egg.
Oh, man.
And they get
fresh out the womb.
Fresh. Fresh out the womb.
You know what? I'm done with y'all. But you know, like my family's from East Texas, Tyler, Texas, Longview,
right.
And then going towards Houston, they're from Beaumont. That type of country.
Okay.
But
okay.
The Memphis type of country. That's a different country.
That's a whole different song right there.
You know what I'm saying? It's parts of
Oklahoma country.
Yeah.
This is a different type of thing,
people
too.
People like to say it like that, but I be like, dude, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
What you mean, here?
Yeah.
Well, we kind
I'm
of
talking
bad,
good, I'm talking good. I like the good country. Like,
yeah.
Like Birmingham, Alabama is good country to me.
But that's down south country.
I mean,
yeah.
That's that.
You go down to Louisiana,
Georgia, yeah.
Monroe,
yeah.
And all that down off in the bayou and down off in there. That's a different kind of down south southern country.
Yeah, but that,
we kind of like a northern type country.
A Midwest.
Midwest.
That country. Cowboy type country.
We that Oklahoma, Arkansas country, that Kansas.
That confused
you know, yeah, right, right up in there.
Or say you go to Louisiana, like, who baby this here?
Who baby? What's the matter for you?
What's the matter? Who this baby for?
Oh,
you gonna go make me some groceries?
Yeah, you gonna make some groceries. We're gonna make some groceries.
Make some groceries.
They're gonna walk y'all food.
But well, then you go to South Carolina. I got family down there. I tell you that, but they go to the store, man. That boy, they're talking that gullah.
Yeah.
I tell you, but the boy, ooh, and they always whistle at the end. I'm like, dude, I don't know what. I got cousins.
What are you talking about?
I tell you that, what did they throw at the boy, that whatever, that. I'm like, man, what is he saying? And then my cousins are like, yeah, yeah, we went over there. I was like, dude, you did not understand. You could not. They were like, Mar, we know that gullah, that broken
trash.
Yeah. And then, you know, when I was in Georgia, Atlanta, that right there. Oh, shout. So I went over there, talked to Shawty. Shawty told me this, you know, Shawty. I said, dude, stop saying Shawty, man.
Shawty.
Hey, Shawty, we finna head out there to that. Church chicken. Let me get that strawberry with this shrimp. Hey, man, we don't mess with them old fuck boys out there.
And that's how they was talking the whole time. Hey, man, take him out there the more I call it, man. He trying to go out there, man. We're going to go out to College Park. I said, College Park? No, College Park. I was saying it wrong. And so my buddy that's down there right now, he's like, man, these dudes, I'm telling you, then I was going to speak at a juvenile facility. Dude pulled me to the side. He said, hey, man, I appreciate that, Pat Tamari, all that stuff you were saying, man. But, you know, me and my boy, my charter, we be going through that thing, man. You know what I'm saying? And so what I'm talking about, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to quit the drug dealing, man. But I'm just saying, though, I'm getting that paper on them. Don't know all them charter be all up on your boy. Man. And I'm just nodding my head like a bobblehead. Like,
For sure.
And I, you know what, though? I got back and I want to find myself like, hey, y'all need y'all to get on and get class now. I think that stuff like, man, I'm talking to my students like to get on the class now. I tell you, you got to do that thing. I'm telling you, get your homework ready and your books and your stuff and your study and stuff. I'm like, man, these dudes out here, man, and then the women. The women.
They foolish. Everybody
the women.
Foolish.
Yeah, they sound just like that, but it's a little sweeter. Yeah, a little sweeter.
Wow.
You from Oklahoma? I said, what?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I ain't hear nothing else. I ain't hear no vowels, no syllables.
Oklahoma.
I said, yeah, I'm from Oklahoma. Oklahoma. And so, but I like the eating down there. Man, that food was good in Georgia.
Man, you know down south, man, they the best when it comes to the vittles.
Man, I seen a lady put an apple pie in the window, like the movies.
Really?
I started running over there like life and eat that.
That's a nina pie.
White folks pies. I said, man, I ain't seen that since I was little. And I seen the lady put her clothes on the clothesline. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm in the country.
You're in the country.
So my buddy lives in Snailville.
Yeah.
See, I'm talking like right now. My buddy lives in Snailville.
Snailville.
And so when I seen the lady put something on the clothesline, and that apple pie was out there, I was like, man, I feel like Martin Lawrence. I'm about to run across that yard and just eat that pie with my hand. I said, man.
Burn your lips.
But I would people tell me I wouldn't want to. Would I live in L.A.? I could, but I do like southern living. I do.
The only thing about L.A., besides the cost of living, is the traffic.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
The traffic was terrible. I went to Inglewood, Compton. It took me 45 minutes, hour here going to Carson.
Don't go in that San Diego.
And then they said, don't let the Lakers be winning championships during the playoff time. If you forget it.
See, L.A. is a place you got to know when to travel. You got to plan out your travel.
Before, I did when I lived there.
You have to.
I mean, in Atlanta and Houston.
Well, Houston, same way.
And ain't nobody going to let you over. You got to just drive and slide in.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was.
Sometimes you got to, you got a Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah. See, I got Houston. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, that's a whole other animal.
Man.
Those big cities like that. Big city traffic, man.
Speaking of Houston, man, it's like up on the water almost, man.
Yeah, man, they got issues going on down there right now. Rain, it's still raining.
It showed a dude, I guess he was making a, look at the silver line. He was in his living room catching fish.
on some Facebook. Out there and everything.
I was like, you better get out of the living room before you have a shark up in that bad boy. But he was in there catching fish in his living room, and his wife. And they was, you know, trying to make him
fishing in the living room.
In the living room, catching fish. I said, all right, you look up in a minute, and
yeah,
that gator got you.
Yeah. Well, I saw a gator coming up the street. Somebody put a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Big old alligator. Swamp. He coming on up in there.
Yeah, you know, and they right next to Louisiana. You know, the swamp.
Yeah, oh yeah, the swamp.
It's a good time to have that bomb insurance on that house insurance.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be a lot of work to be done down there.
Yeah.
On the
you gonna go down there and volunteer?
Well, you know, I was talking to my brother because he does commercial power washing. That's the kind of business he has. And boy, I said,
car dealerships.
I said, boy, you're going to be able to clean up. He's got that big old $20,000 machine.
Yeah.
That sucks and squirts. You know, it does.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's $20,000.
Excuse me?
What?
Can you come again? And what does it do?
That was a terrible sentence, Bobby.
Yeah, I said the wrong thing.
It sucks and squirts.
It vacuums.
Man,
and it has pressure washer.
Terminology.
Right.
That machine sounds amazing.
I was thinking about her. That's what that was. I was thinking about her. Okay.
Oh, man. Hey, the queen son is out there and it's tripping. It's the heat.
It's been a minute.
Oh, man.
But he's got that pressure washer machine.
Man, what does it do?
And it vacuums and it pressure washes.
That's what it does.
And I said, boy, you better put that $20,000 machine to work.
Oh, he's gonna put it to work.
Yeah, and he said he is. He says, man, it's gonna, you know, sad for some people, but good for him and what's getting ready to take place. He should have enough jobs to, you know, suck up the water out of places with that machine.
Because Bobby is really watching his words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Suck up the water.
Out of the carpet
with the
machine.
Yeah. I know I was looking at my homegirl. She was showing her, like, I guess her street. I guess it was like all in her living room and everything. And I was like, man, why are you taking pictures of this? You need to be getting somewhere. For real.
Yeah.
And then they just showed all the people with those boats out there, those sea-doos and helping people and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow,
they
man.
They said Freeway 288 is a lake up underwater.
I'll be swimming at Best Buy with a crowbar. I just bought this. I need.
And so all those stores.
Give me that Mac out there.
You know, is it worse than Hurricane Katrina? I think?
Well, the casualties are not.
Yeah, but the damage to the city.
I think the damage is just as.
Has Donald Trump said anything about
it? It's
I think today.
I think it's more damage. You know, because Houston's huge. You know, it's a huge place. But then again, I don't know compared to Katrina.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not.
You know, they had people all the way on the top of houses trying to get rid of.
Yeah, they did.
And why ain't that high?
Yeah.
No, it ain't that. They had homes up underwater.
But you know. My family, you know, that lives in Houston, they have the worst drainage system.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's terrible. I lived there for 22 years.
You know, and so
it's terrible.
I don't know if it's something that they can fix or able to fix.
Man, it would take so many dollars, government dollars, to do the drainage.
But they're spending that in the damage.
They're spending that in war.
Well, you know, insurance companies are going to have to shell out.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? So. And then they're
because they don't never pay for nothing.
They don't pay for
all
nothing.
The money.
They're right. They got enough to shell out.
Yeah.
You know. So
it'll
a lot
be
of
somebody
going
to
on.
Say our policy doesn't cover that.
Right.
Yeah.
They can try to pull it.
Flood damage.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, they said it was brown water that came in. We only cover blue.
Man.
You know, they'll find a way. I mean,
for sure.
Hurricane Katrina was running to all type of stuff. It was wind damage, not the water.
Did you have over 30 inches? You know, did you have over 45?
Yep.
That was salt water. Yeah. That was not pure artesian. We were ready for the artesian to come through.
Yeah.
Which is never.
Uh-huh. All those excuses, man.
Yeah, they'll come up with some.
Yeah. I should have drove my car with the Camaro so I could.
Man. drop
get it
off.
Paid for, huh?
Queenstown got a Camaro like me. I'm telling
y'all
you.
But
he's younger than me, though. My back is hurting getting in that thing.
Y'all need to start a Camaro club, man.
I'm going to get rid of it. I want me a Tahoe or Denali.
Do you?
Because I'm tired of it. My Camaro gas, but I hate, it's so low.
Yeah.
That was my midlife crisis car. I got a divorce, and I was like, you know what? This is my car now. And I rode around for about 2 weeks. My back started hurting.
Okay.
Oh, man, you better get you some pillows.
Definitely a young man's car.
No, that's a midlife crisis car.
Midlife crisis.
Am I in red, too?
Yeah, I right know. Yours is red, his is white.
Young girl, I tell you something that was so funny. One day I thought I was real cool. Went to go play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped out the car, my hoop shorts on, fresh cut. Seen some young girls looking at me. I said, oh, okay, I got the car. They about 20-something. I walked past them. They smiling. And I heard one of them say, girl, somebody invited their daddy out here to play basketball. I put my ball back in the car, and I was so crushed. Man.
Somebody invited their dad.
But they were smiling at me. I walked past. I said, why did I have to hear that? My confidence was all
you heard. You heard that, huh?
He said, girl, somebody invited their dad out here to play basketball. I was crushed. I said, oh, she killed all the swag. I promise you, I did not shoot basketball out there.
I bet I can hoop your man.
I know that. I know that feeling.
I was like, oh, man.
I knew it when all of a sudden they start, hey, Mr. Bobby.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Mr. Bobby. I'm like, dang.
All right, ladies. Yes, sir. I was like, what? What'd you say to me? Yes, sir.
Mr. Bobby.
But it's all good, though. I don't need no young girl.
I don't need...
Hey, they be trying, man. They be trying.
Yeah.
They be trying. Yeah. You run across a lot. I know you
all
do.
All the time, man.
I know you do.
I just be like...
Yeah, Queen sound like Dark Gable, though. You know,
he be like, hey.
He like Dark Gable over there.
Uh-huh. He be like, hey, I'm old enough to be your daddy. You ain't nothing but 18.
Yeah. Man, them too. Yeah, man, I be like, what? No, I'm sorry. I don't have nothing for you. Nothing.
There's nothing we can do, huh?
And they be like, turned out too. I sit and see people, they be drinking, smoking. And I'm just like, it's crazy at such an early age. I remember when I was in high school, people did a little bit of this and that, but today it's just out of control.
Oh, man, they popping pills and everything.
They doing it all.
The spots you be in, what is you doing?
I know your mama.
Man.
Hey, I tell you this story one time. I had a homegirl in college who was in Lakeland, who was in Oklahoma City. And I ran up to her. I was about 21 at the time. And I said, what's up with you? She was all looked all disgruntled in the face. And I was like, I'm finna leave. I said, why? She said, my mom up in there. I said, well, so? She said, and her mom up in there. She was like 21. Her mom was like 37, and her mom was like 51.
51 and up in the club.
All three of them
was in the club.
So I was like, "You lying to me?" I said, "Show me." And her parents, our grandpa looked real young. And they was over there like, "Yeah, you know, the old people doing it. Come on now, you know, this is back in the day, you know, it's Tupac. How do you want it? You know that California love music."
Right.
She said, "My mama and grandmama's up in this thing." It was I forget the name of the club. I think it was called Legends or Legacy in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that. I said, you lying to me. And she pointed. She said, look, that's my mama and my big mama. I said, there ain't no big mama. There ain't no type of big mama I ever seen.
Yeah.
Your mama look like Kim Kardashian. Of course, I didn't say that, but it's back in the day. But
it looked good. She looked good.
But they look young. And so they had them. And so they was both in the club. I said, you be the only person that said three generations of the club up in there.
Ever.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Wow,
well,
three generations. I've seen
two. I'm coming
to
pull you out
three.
Of there.
So she was like, I guess she was 21. Her mom was like 30.
Yeah, I've seen the mom and the daughter in the same club before.
Yeah, and so.
Yeah, summertime they party together.
Yeah.
You know, sitting together at the same table.
Yeah.
You know, mom and the daughter and her girlfriend and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's madness.
Yeah.
I don't know what the world is headed to.
Well, what y'all see for happening in this fall? What y'all got? What big plans y'all got coming up in the fall, October, November? I'm not going to tell you what I just seen Bobby do.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
You know what? That jester made me think about Houston. I was talking to my brother, and I said, man, right now, if you're stuck in Houston, if you don't have a lady friend and groceries, you in trouble. You in trouble.
That sound like one of my brothers.
You in trouble.
You need some food and a wife.
Man, you need it. If not, that's a lot of alone time.
Yeah, because that's Everybody's in the homes right now.
Everybody
around.
Get a release. Sometime.
So what's this? This is September, so we should see a lot of babies around. What's this? About 9 months.
Nine months from now, probably around March.
March. A whole bunch of kids. April.
March and April.
They'll be like, we're done.